Set your clocks back 1 hour Saturday night. Tonight we are going to spend our evening in prayer. We have joining us tonight our brothers and sisters from Calvary Chapel of Waterford. And there's a number of them that who have come tonight. Pastor Kirk and Pastor Tom are here. And so, as I've been kind of praying and preparing for the evening, you know, it's been a while since we've done this, and probably, you know, I'll take, that's because I think that I have let it go. I guess I don't know how else to put it. It's my fault to a certain extent. But I think where we find ourselves, our society, our culture, our nation, the world, we're at spiritually, this is important. And this is a time that we need to, and you know, this kind of Lord put it on my heart because of where we're at on Wednesday nights in Isaiah, in the year that King Uzziah died. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. The train of his robe filled the temple with glory. It was then that Isaiah acknowledged and recognized that he was a hopeless sinner in the presence of a holy God. And we need, I think, you know, and I, there are just things in my life that the Lord has been pointing out, that King Uzziah's idols, things that that need to die, so I can see him more clearly. And I think the church is at that point where we need, there are things in our lives that need to die so that we see the Lord high and lifted up. And so the Lord gave me the Lord's prayer. He said, I want you, we're going to do a little bit of directed prayer. I'm not big on, you know, setting hard boundaries, but that we just kind of direct our prayer according to the format of what Jesus Christ gave the disciples for prayer. You know, in Luke, we're told that the disciples came to him and said, hey, Lord, would you teach us to pray? They didn't say how. They said, teach us to pray. And he said, when you pray, and then pick up in Matthew, when you pray, pray in this manner, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as, you know what, here's the thing. This was not given as, you know, a way for us to escape praying to the Lord, spending personal time. The church, sadly, and many in the church, it's kind of like that, you know, if I say this, you know, once or twice or five times, I'm good. But let's do this. I don't know, Jeff, do you want to do that? Matthew 9. But it's the word of God, and it's good. And I think that let's recite it together, recognizing that it's a outline for prayer that God has given us. And so we're going to walk our way through that tonight. And a number of guys are going to come up here and present another part of the prayer, and then we're going to, together corporately, it's going to be your opportunity, as the Lord leads. I know some people won't, and that's okay. You know, this isn't a guilt trip if you're not comfortable praying in public. But if the Lord puts something on your heart, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be the right words. You know, the simple prayers are the best prayers, I think. But as the Lord puts it on your heart, lift it up in prayer before the Lord tonight. And so we're going to have some directive prayer, but let's do this. In this manner, therefore, pray. Repeat with me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. That your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so as we begin this, we are going to start with our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And we're going to spend a little time lifting up the Lord in adoration and in exaltation. It might be just reciting a name of the Lord that's really important to you or the Lord has impressed upon you. It might be, you know, a confession like Isaiah, you know, there's Uzziah that needs to be removed that we might see him a lot more clearly. The recognition, and we're, as we go through this, the recognition that we're all, we're all people of unclean lips. And as we come into the presence of a holy God, the beauty is that he cleanses and that he purifies. And this might be a time that he does a little bit of work in our lives to clean out some of the cobwebs, purify some things in our lives. So we're going to start with adoration and exaltation. And so let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, what a privilege. What a privilege, Lord, that it's because of your grace that we can boldly come to your throne. Our Heavenly Father, find help in a time of need. Lord, find peace and comfort. Because you're a holy God, Lord, a reminder that you have granted that access by sending your Son to give his life for us. And I know, Lord, for me, I don't take time and pause to acknowledge and recognize just how wonderful you are. And how gracious you have been to me. And so, Lord, we want to, Lord, may we see you more clearly through just the smoke of this world and living in this world. Maybe, Lord, through the shades that we have built up, Lord, as our eyes and our hearts have been on other things, the wrong things, Lord. Lord, that we wouldn't worship a building, that we wouldn't worship a minister or a ministry, but Lord, that we would have a purity in the sight of our heart to be here to see you. Our expectation, Lord, is to hear from you, Lord. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would move, pour out your Spirit now, Lord. That we would pray in your Spirit for your glory, Lord.
Father, we love you.
Yes.
We worship you, Father. You are a holy and mighty God. We thank you for who you are. We thank
yes.
you for your kindness towards us. In the power of your spirit, God. Father, mighty and worthy.
Yes, Lord, thank you. Worthy of all our praise. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee.
Yes, Lord. You are truth. Everything that's come into existence is because of your
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We wait for you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You have turned for me my mourning into dancing.
Yes, Lord.
You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness.
Thank you, Lord.
To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent.
Yes, bless you. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
You are worthy of all honor, praise, glory.
Yes.
You are the Lord of lords, and we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of our salvation. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord, bless you.
We thank you, Lord, for your mighty works to the children of men, to those that are yours. Thank you, Mother dear.
Thank you. Yes, Lord, bless you. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for you take care of all the details of the mind.
Yes.
You're always there.
Yes, Lord, bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You're there for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, thank you for opening up.
Yes, Lord. Bless you. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. You're amazing. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We're getting worse and worse, but you're still alive. So the Lord is still the King of Kings. We thank you, Lord, our confidence rests in you. Regardless of what happens in this world, or not out of this world. We thank you that we have a hope in the future of Christ.
Yes, Lord. Bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Yes, Lord. Bless you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. And Lord, you are good and have been so good to us, Lord. Just thank you that we can enter in your presence, and Lord, that it's your desire that where two or three are gathered, Lord, you desire to be in our midst. It's amazing to me that, Lord, you keep a book, a record of those who get gathered together, a book of remembrance, we're told, when we come together to honor you and to glorify you, Lord, that this is being written down in your records. Who is man, Lord, that you would even acknowledge us? And we thank you, Lord.
As we continue in the Lord's Prayer here, it's your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, the stark contrast between your throne room and what we see in our world today and in our lives on a daily basis, Lord. We come into your throne room by the doorway of Jesus Christ, which you have opened for us, and you've stripped away the veil that had blocked our eyes from seeing you and from this entrance into your throne room, Lord, and to be there is a wondrous experience, but we are still here on earth, Lord, and we ask, Lord God, that your presence would come down, your kingdom would come here, Lord. We see the dichotomy between your will and the world's will. Oh, Lord, we ask for your presence, Lord God, to just overwhelm us, Lord God, that we would have our eyes set on things above and not on things of the earth. We are concerned, we are worried about what may have happened in our election coming up on Tuesday and what might the consequences of that be. Lord, we know that we have an assurance through Jesus Christ of eternal salvation. Nothing and no one can take that away. We praise you, Lord, for that, Lord. Help us not to despair, regardless of what our worldly leaders do in our lives, Lord. But we thank you for we happen to live in this land, in this country, where we have an opportunity, Lord, to proclaim your word and to stand firm on your word and your truth, Lord. There is one way. There's one truth. There's one way to life, and that is through Jesus Christ. And Lord, let us not be conformed to the ways of this world, regardless of what it may cost us here, Lord. I know that you say, do not fear man who can destroy the body but cannot destroy the soul, but rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell, Lord. Give us those eyes and that heart, Lord, that desire for you and you alone. And we would be bold in our proclamation of the name of Jesus Christ, unmatched name, Lord. And as we sung, who are we, Lord, that you would rescue us from ourselves, from our own sin, Lord? Who are we? We're We are nothing. We are but a worm, as Pastor Bill just said. But you've taken note of us only because of your tremendous mercy, tremendous grace, Lord. And Lord, that you would strip away the things in our lives that are preventing even others from seeing you in us. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins and our wayward thoughts and our wayward actions. And Father, we ask even now in this moment, this night, Lord, as we're pleading unto you, oh, that you would continue your work and formation of us individually as we repent of our sins and our compromises. And ask, Lord, that you would empower us to be obedient to you, whatever the cost might be. And we do pray, Lord God, for this kingdom here in this country, in this United States of America, that you would expose the darkness, and to those who are deceived by the manipulations of false messages, the enemy's deceit, that they would see you, Jesus, you be glorified. We ask for protection over our leaders. You would save their souls. We pray for even our governor and our attorney general and our secretary of state, Lord, that you would convict them of the sin in their lives as you've done with us, and they would repent. Members of Congress, our state senators and representatives. And from this town in Troy, Lord, the mayor and the city council and the citizens would turn to you, glorify your name, and your presence would be known. We love you, Lord. We praise you.
Let us be bold in making your name known. you are able to heal. As you say to Isaiah, that through your stripes,
you, Jesus. It can be easy to see the darkness in this world, Lord, but it's hard to see our own darkness in our own hearts. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, help us to be the light of this world, the salt that you've called us to be. And it requires your loving chastisement. We know that is the case, but do that in your kindness, your tender mercies. Oh, Lord, that we would see clearly to lead sinners to you and to help them with humble hearts to overcome the sin in their lives, Lord. Deal with us as a loving Father, that we would see clearly, Lord, we ask in your name.
And then the prayer goes on and it says, give us this day our daily bread. And Lord, that's because we need bread daily, Lord, and we need it more than one time a day, Lord. And we look at that and you say, you don't tell us just to pray for our own bread, Lord, but you say to give us our daily bread, Lord, that you have bread for all of us, Lord. And you had just told us in this passage before this began, Lord, that this is a prayer for each of us. This isn't a corporate prayer. This is where you're supposed to go into your closet and that you were to pray to your Father. And you tell us here, Father, that you know our needs, Lord, that before we ask, but you're telling us that we need to ask, Lord, and not just for ourselves, but for others, Lord, that you will take care of us, Lord, because we do sometimes, Lord. We will worry about our futures. We worry about if we will have bread tomorrow or whatever our needs are, Lord. But you say you already know. But you want us to talk to you, Lord. You want us to come to you, and you want us to speak, Lord, and to spend this time, Lord, though you already have been faithful, Lord. Most of us have never gone without a meal, Lord. That you're always faithful, even when we haven't asked, Lord. But you want us to come and you want us to ask, and not only for bread, but you want us to ask for your Holy Spirit, Lord. And you gave us those words, Lord, about how much more, Lord, if you ask your Father for bread, that he wouldn't give you a stone, and how much more you would give us the Holy Spirit, Lord. We can't live this Christian life and please you, Lord, without you giving us that Spirit, Lord. I just pray that your Spirit fall upon us, Lord, and that you help us, Lord. You help us to pray. You help us to talk to you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Sometimes we just keep our mouths quiet, Lord. And you're faithful, Lord. You're faithful. But we do ask you, Lord, for bread. And we don't just say, give me my bread. But, Father, we ask you to give us our bread, Lord. Our bread from heaven, Lord. The one that you provide, Lord. The one that sustains our spirit and our souls, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. You've always been faithful, Lord. And we believe that you'll always continue to be faithful, Lord. We have no reason to doubt you. So keep the enemy far from us, Lord, that he wouldn't shut our mouths or that we would have bitterness to keep us away from talking to you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, because you love us, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you for your spiritual food that you give us. Jesus, you are life. Thank you, Lord, that you give us our spiritual food and ways to help us endure in times of need during the day, for strength, Lord, for words that need to be said, Lord, for guidance and using godly wisdom, Lord, your spiritual insight, Lord. And I thank you for that spirit food that you do give us, Lord, as we come to you in prayer.
Focus on you and not on things that don't matter, and yes, that our lives would give you glory.
The prayer continues, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And it's a call to repentance. We need to repent individually, as a church, as a country. We need to just fall on our knees before the Lord. Father, we're so grateful for all that you've done for us. We thank you for sending Jesus to die on that cross. We thank you for raising him from the dead so that we could have a hope, Lord, that one day we'll see you face to face. And God, we repent. We really need to repent, God, of things that keep us from you, from the King Uzziahs that hold us back. God, help us. Give us strength and courage to step out and to be changed. God, we're so grateful for all that we have in you. Lord, help us to exhibit that to people around us and to make a difference in the world around us. Lord, if there's anything in this church that needs
be repented of, Lord. Help us to see that. In this country, Lord, we need to come back to you. God, just work in a mighty way. Be glorified.
Thank you.
us the lies of the enemy, Lord. I pray that deception is exposed and they come back and that they speak truth to love, and that many are snatched out of the hand of the enemy in these last days, Father, and coming to the Savior now in Jesus Christ.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your righteous or your generous spirit.
Amen. Jesus continues on in the prayer saying, "And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." So Father, as we look to you, the holy, holy, holy God that Isaiah saw high and lifted up, and we recognize our inability to go through trials and testings and temptations on our own. But Father, we ask that you would provide for us on a personal level the all-sufficient grace to stand firm against the evil one in these days as they're getting darker and darker. And as a church, Lord, that you would just keep us strong in these days that are growing ever more evil, Lord, as we look to the politics of this world and just the morals that are going downhill very fast, Lord, that you would keep this church strong, that we would not churn to any of these false doctrines that we see, unfortunately, a portion of the church churning to, Lord. We know that ultimately one day Jesus will present the church having no spot or no wrinkle, holy and blameless. And Lord, we pray that we would be prepared now, that we would be working as a church to exhort one another to holy living, Lord, that we would not be compromising with the world, but that we would rely upon your grace and upon your strength to stand firm against all sorts of temptation on a personal level and as a church, Lord, as the world wants us to compromise, that we would just remain steadfast in what the truth of your word says, Lord.
And concluding this pattern of prayer was, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." When we think of the glory of the Lord, the kingdom and his power, we know that he's all sufficient. We know that he's all capable. We know that he allows circumstances that are far beyond our control and yet reels them in because he wants to draw us near, allows us to go through difficulties and trials in life, and yet he overwhelms them with his kindness and goodness and his love and his mercy and his tenderness. He tends to continue to envelope us with that gracious love. And so he continues to allow us to begin things in the Spirit and let us also walk in the Spirit. As Pastor Bill has said many times, and we had that as a theme, we want that. We want that in our life. We never want to leave nor forsake the Lord. So everything that we do, we want to propagate with him. We want him to drive us forward. We want him to lead us and to guide us, that we shouldn't get ahead of him, that we shouldn't forsake him, that we shouldn't ignore his desire in our life. We want to see progress. We want to see progress in the world. We want to see it in his kingdom. We don't want to just see it for progress's sake. We can look at everything that man has done, and it's fruitless if it weren't for the Lord being behind all of it. If he didn't allow things to exist, they would never be able to create the things they do. If there wasn't an evil deception of the enemy, we wouldn't know how good goodness was. There's sometimes it's almost like we need this conflict in order to understand who our Lord is. And yet we want to draw close to him, knowing that he's much better than anything that there could be, knowing that he's our creator. We can see that he makes all things. He creates the trees, the animals, the birds. And Lord, we thank you so much for what you continue to do in our lives, what you continue to manifest in our hearts and in our desires. Lord, you place your Spirit in us. Lord, you with us, the Paraclete, the one alongside. You come and overflow us, Lord. You allow us to speak forth your word. Lord, it's not something that we concoct. It's not something that we just come about with no knowledge. Lord, it requires some inquiry. You've given us your holy word to draw near to you, to let us know you better, to let us grow in love with you. And Father, you dwell there. Your word. It's your word. Lord, it isn't something that man has put together. It's something you inspired on the hearts of men many years ago. And Lord, it's consistent and true. And Father, we glory in you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. And Lord, as we continue on, Lord, we want to see that you've given spiritual gifts. You've given us the fruit of the Spirit of love, and then the joy and peace that comes from that, the long-suffering and patience, Lord. Your kindness and goodness overwhelm us, and you continue to give that even to us. You allow us to be gentle and meek people. Lord, you allow us to have attributes that are yours, and yet, Lord, we know that you're behind it all, that you're the one that has all mercy, that your mercies are new every single morning. And you promised that to us. And so, Lord, in 1 Corinthians, you speak of all of these gifts that you've given. Lord, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith, healings, miracles, prophecies, Lord, whether predictive or forthtelling, discernment of spirits, Lord, tongues and interpretation. Father, we thank you for each thing that you give us. You allow us, Lord, to use each and every one of them. You're at work in us, Lord, and at any given time, as even our pastor Chuck, Lord, who is there with you now, we thank you for him and his discernment, his ideas, Lord. It has given us the idea of the living water pointing all of these different gifts out, Lord, and describing them so well that they're not necessarily all for just one conglomerate usage, but, Lord, they're throughout our daily walk. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you continue to do, Lord, and ask that you would be glorified this very evening, Father.
I just kind of, it's interesting that this was read because the Lord has just been the man that cried out to the Lord, help my unbelief. Is there somebody that's dealing with unbelief, struggling with unbelief? Those of you around Linda, I want you to lay hands on Linda. And Lord, as you have just, Lord, spoken to Linda's heart, Lord, whatever she is wrestling with or struggling with right now, Lord, that the unbelief, Lord, that you would, by your Spirit, Lord, make whatever she's struggling with, that she would make it, you would make it very real to her right now. Lord, and in the very fact that you've heard her heart and that you have spoken to her directly, Lord, by your Spirit. And so, Lord, we would pray that you would Lord, that you would remove any doubt, any unbelief from her mind, Lord. If it's the enemy that is coming against her, Lord, that you would bind the enemy. And that she would hear from you clearly, Lord. By your Spirit, Lord. Give her, Lord, that ear to hear. Lord, your still small voice. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
friendly, but not true friendship.
I'm going to do this, not doing this to guide anybody. This, Lord, this is something, you know, the scripture says that you don't have because you don't ask, and when you ask amiss. I'm just going to throw this out there. It might be more than one. If you're here and you know that the Spirit is telling you to stand up and request something, do it now. What is your request? Those that have heard that prayer should start praying for her for that. What's your request? That just start praying. Just start praying. This is what we're here for. Pam?
For our daughter Chelsea, who is wayward and very much into the world, and for our other daughter Allison, her four children, who are helping her husband, who are in need of deliverance from what's ever attacking them.
Yes.
They have tried everything they have. Not found any help in the medical field, and Allie is very fragile and struggles with hope and just fearful for her mind.
So, unbelieving daughter and a believing daughter that's struggling with things that are unexplainable. Lord, only the Lord can bring light to that. You guys pray for, just as the Lord puts it on your heart, you just start praying. Okay. Mark. And guys, elders, pastors, stay standing. The elders are come anoint you with oil and pray over you. Doug, your request. Go over there with, where they're, we're going to anoint with oil. Jaini, what's your request? Say it loudly. Go over there and have them anoint you with oil and pray over you. Guys, as they come over, there's some others that need to be anointed and prayed over. And Lord, the requests that have come up, Lord, as we pray, we know that you hear our prayers. Lord, I just pray that you would just move, and that children, daughters, and sons would, Lord, that you would visit them, Lord, in right where they're at, that you would call them to yourselves, Lord, that you would protect your children that are struggling right now. Of just the weirdness of this world, man. We don't